Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast by Gaminol Tutors. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and today I will be covering all sorts of things that are ASVAB related. If you have an ASVAB coming up, or if you just want to prepare for any standardized test that's high stakes, this show was made for you. Let's get you the best possible score so that you can open the most doors and make the most informed decision with what to do with your future. Hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Hey guys, in this podcast, we're going to be talking about why consistency is key in making changes to your life, and why failure is not just possible, but mandatory. A lot of people in their lives are going to want to change things. I know that there's plenty of things that I've wanted to change in my life and plenty of work that I've done to make changes in my life. But I wanted to take this podcast episode and talk about why failure is not something to be avoided, but it's also something, it's really something to be encouraged. One of my favorite Albert Einstein quotes is, "Anybody who's never failed has never tried something new." And that's really, really true. If you've never failed at something, it's because you've never tried anything new. And you're playing it safe. And there's a lot to be said for playing it safe. It really is. Playing it safe is where you get good at things. You know, you need a safe environment in order to practice something that you've never done so that you can get better at it. But if you're practicing something that you've never done, there is a very, it's 100% likely that you will fail at some point. And so, even in podcast hosting, consistency for me has fallen apart. I don't always make it to every single thing that I'm trying to make it to. But that failure is returning to the goal, and it reminds me that it's never too late. So while I'm failing at being consistent in, say, podcasting, for instance, what this reminds me of is if I come back and I put up a new episode after a few weeks off, it means that this is something that even through my failures, I can still maintain consistency. And I know it's kind of weird to think about because I failed to be consistent, but it really means that I didn't fail, right? I failed at one point, but I'm still bouncing back. And so this is something that I would encourage you to think about when you're thinking about things that you want to do in your life that you feel like it maybe it's too late, maybe you don't have time to do that anymore, maybe it's something that you wish you would have done better in the past, something like that. There's still time, right? You can still go back and try again. And really what you're proving to yourself is that in spite of this failure, your goal is still your priority. And that's a really powerful lesson, right? The fact that you failed and still came back means that you're thirsty for another failure, right? You're willing to fail again to continue to try to get what you want. And failure sucks, right? Failure sucks for everybody. But if you fail enough times, you're probably going in the right direction. While insanity may be doing the same thing and expecting a different result, failure is part of getting good at anything. Being bad at it first is part of being good at anything. Honestly, many things in my life that I've tried to get good at, whether that's weight loss or running, guitar, I've been trying to learn Tagalog. I'll make a lot of good progress for a week or two, but eventually my old habits, what I'm used to, will come back and I'll lose sight of my goals. And so this is part of the process, right? Trying something new, trying to get good at it, and maybe sticking with it for a while. But then eventually your world shifts back to its equilibrium, right? Like you're going to go back to whatever is normal for you at some point. And so to come back after that and try to get good at running again really confirms to yourself, okay, well, this is something that's not going away. So the trap that we fall into is we beat ourselves up over mistakes that we make. We berate ourselves and we kind of tear ourselves down because we should have known better, or if only I would have stuck with that diet or stuck with that study plan, if I would have stuck with that tutoring program, whatever it is, we beat ourselves up over it and we think, oh, I'm so bad, and we just we really rip ourselves apart. And in a book that I've read recently, one the author says you should treat yourself as a friend. Try to, like, and me personally, I'm really good at this. I'm really good at making people feel like, hey, you're doing your best. You're doing really good. And I think a lot of people are pretty good at being like cheerleaders for other people, because we can see and we can reach out with compassion and see that they're really trying hard to make the world a better place and to make themselves better and all that. And we really fail to see that in ourselves a lot of the time. And so if you treat yourself as a friend, you know, what's a friend going to do after they see, you know, their friend fail? Well, they're going to say, hey, man, that's okay. That happens. You know, keep going. Keep trying your best. And so that's like a really, really good idea for how to pull yourself out of that berating cycle, because you can really get spun up and wrapped around the axle of, oh, I'm just no good. I should treat myself worse because of how bad I've been. And nobody wins from that, right? Making your life harder because you made your life harder, it just turns into this really, you know, toxic cycle. And we've all been there. You know, it's definitely something that I've been through, and it's something that probably you've been through as well, is you've, you know, just you're really upset about how bad you did at X. And because you did bad at X, well, now you're not going to give yourself Y to get better at X, you know, or whatever it is. And it doesn't really make logical sense from like a outside perspective, where if a friend saw the way you were treating yourself, they would really, you know, be shocked and wish that you could treat yourself better. One of the really good authors of something that I read about on this is Jay Shetty. He says he had females, you know, teenage women write to themselves, you know, about things that they didn't like about themselves, right? Just write down your negative self-talk. And so if you can go ahead and think about whatever negative self-talk you give yourself, go ahead and think about that for a second. And then in the next part of the exercise, he had them bring in their little sisters and say, okay, now I want you to tell your little sister this negative self-talk that you've been telling yourself, but say it as if you're saying it to her. You know, something, whatever negative energy you're feeding yourself, feed it to your little sister or your little brother, and they wouldn't do it, you know. And the truth is we probably wouldn't do that either. I know the negative things I tell myself, I would never tell my wife, you know. I would never say, oh, you need to be better at blah, you know, or whatever it is that I'm beating myself up about. I would never rip into somebody else who I care about and who I love in the same way that I rip into myself. And that should be a lesson to all of us, that, you know, we're really ripping into ourselves at an unnecessary level, at a level that's, you know, it's not making us tougher. You know, that's the argument, is, oh, if I rip myself apart enough, I'm going to get tougher. And that's not really how it works, right? The more you rip into yourself, the more you feel like a piece of crap, and you're less likely to work out how to, you know, go to the gym or how to eat properly or whatever, because you just feel like, you know, you're only seeing red. And so try not to beat yourself up too much. Failure is going to be a necessary obstacle in your path to success. So tomorrow, you know, and always think back, okay, well, if you've had a really rough day, tomorrow some things are going to be good, some things are going to be bad, but that's part of the journey. So try to keep that in mind, you know, on your journey through life into whatever you deem success to be, that tomorrow some parts are going to be great and some parts are going to be bad. And today there were probably some good parts and some bad parts. And yesterday there were some good parts and some bad parts. And that's part of the journey. So just be ready for that. All right. So that's all I got for you guys. And remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. All right. Thanks, guys. Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is, for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is, if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer, or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers, and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore, because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps, so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well, because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right, and so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL, and you can do that for $53 off. Just go to GAMONALtutors.com, GAMONALtutors.com, and you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL and let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic, can be found at GAMONALtutors.com, and use coupon code GAMONAL for $53 off. Thanks, and can't wait to hear your story.